were rocking in your sleep. Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, he's crazy about this rockin' and roll. The big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old grandpa just make 80 years old.
This is your host to welcome you through the creaking door into the inner sanctum.
You don't actually have to do the mambo. You can come right on in anyway and spend the next hour with me. How about that? This is Lou Rollo on the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. And happy, as always, to have you there listening to this great group harmony music that I'll be playing tonight for actually 90 minutes. I'll be filling in for Richard Skelly tonight, too, for the next 90 minutes after that, playing some blues. Richard is away. He should be back next week, and whenever he's gone, I play 90 minutes of group harmony and 90 minutes of the blues. It was the Senders on the Ebony label, Ebony number 1015 from the early... And we just heard, Won't You Come In and Spend a Day With Me. It's June 22nd, that's the day, 2006, and next up on the Big Beat Show, the G-Clefs on the Paris label, from July 1957. We'll send this out to Slim at Times Square Records. This is Zing Zang Zoo.
Well, 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 baby, baby. Well, 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 well
yes I do.
Yes I do.
I need you, sweetheart. Ooh, yes I do.
Yes I do.
I need you, baby doll. Ooh, yes I do.
Yes I do.
I need you, baby doll.
Other side of town,
I found good things come to those who wait.
Goody, goody, good thing. Goody, goody, good thing. Goody, goody, good thing.
Good thing come to those who wait. All the people, all this heart, talk about the news that I've got. Gonna tell you about my baby, good and loud, to each and every one in the crowd.
Goody, goody, good thing. Goody, goody, good thing. Good thing,
good thing, come on, those who wait.
Well, I tried to find out just what made the thing so good. Well, but she got it hit, but not so well, because, oh, I said, oh, I've gone my soul, I've got to tell.
Good thing, good things come to those who wait.
Good thing. Running round and round, away on the other side of town.
Found good things come to those who wait.
She should. Goody, goody, good thing. Goody, goody, good thing. Goody, goody, good thing.
Good thing come those who wait.
Goody, good thing.
Good things come to those who wait.
Goody,
good thing. Good things come to those who wait.
Now you've heard the stories are true, but here's one thing I want to leave with you. Remember,
good things come to those who wait.
Well, I said, darling, are you?
Jack, and you wanna get yourself a real boss, Dad, for real. an extra buck, man, or you can rack them back on the red hot French fries
and chili mac.
So eating in a joint and mom's a cat, dressed to a tee and sharp as a tack. Don't be surprised if you hear him holler jack, red hot French fries
and chili mac.
I took my vacation in the Southwest Western Gate, had to catch a plane right back.
Went all over town, looked at everything,
but I couldn't find my red hearts
and chili mac. Oh, when my girl says she wants to eat, she talks about a chicken shack.
I said, oh, wake up, swell, we can. I want a red hot French fries
and chili mac. Oh, when I'm on the line, I'm riding on the diner just before I hit the sack. Oh, I ask the Lord above, send me what I love, red hot French fries and chili mac.
Down on the Gulf of Mexico, where all the senoritas and the crew cast go, you can bet your life they've got to come back for those red hot French fries
and chili mac. Young or old, or rich or poor, folks who have a lot of jack,
they forget their high class, come right down to my class
for those red hot French fries
and chili mac. Why don't
from a movie, but any kind of movie, carousing in my Cadillac. This ain't no crack, it's a natural fact. I gotta have my snack, or I blow my stack for
red hot French fries and chili mac.
Ooh.
Red hot French fries and chili mac.
Ooh.
Red hot French fries and chili mac.
Oh, yeah, I guess everybody in Chicago back in 1955 was going for that Red Hots and Chili Mac. That's the Moroccos on the United label out of Chicago, October of 1955. And that's the title of the song, Red Hots and Chili Mac. The Moroccos were, of course, Solly McElroy, who had just left the Flamingos, George Kemp, Melvin Morrow, Fred Martin, and Ralph Vernon. When Solly left the Flamingos at that time, he could have joined any group he wanted to, but he wasn't too hot on singing anymore after a bad experience with the Flamingos. But the Moroccos were looking for a new lead, and they were a couple years younger than Solly, and they were nice guys, so he did it. A lot of great records by the Moroccos. And before that, the Lamplighters out of California on the Federal label. September of 1954 is when that one came out, and it was called Goody Good Things. And it was a G. Clefs from Connecticut on the Paris label, July 1957. They were not from Paris, don't misunderstand me. They were from Connecticut. The label was named Paris, and it was from New York. And that was called Zing Zang Zoo. G. Clefs had a lot of good records, too, and I sent that one out to Slim at Times Square Records. God bless his soul. That's where I got my first copy of that. Right now, let's go to a group that I believe was also known, sang as the Iridescents on the Hudson label. But this one came, I think, a little later in 1963 on a label called Assault. Yeah, Assault. Here are the Castaways, and this is called I Found You.
I was all alone, had no one to call my own. Used to be so sad and blue, but then I found you. Every day seemed to linger by. Every night I would cry. No one of my own, but then I
Oh, yeah, there we have, since it is baseball season now, a guy named Johnny Darling, backed up by the uncredited Hurricanes on the deluxe label from July 1958. That was Johnny Darling and Baseball Baby. We're going to hear from the Hurricanes a little later on in the show, too, where they back up someone else uncredited. Before that, the Castaways. Pretty nice recording, huh? I found WRSU. That's right. I found WRSU. That's what it says. No, I found you. The Castaways on the Assault label. Ooh, 1963. Now we'll go down to, at the end of this three-record set, I have something for a guy who's having a birthday next week, Mr. Mike Pino, loyal listener to the Big Beat Show since forever, and it's his birthday next week. I got something up for Mike by the Olympics. There's not much material by the Olympics that I would play here on the Big Beat Show, but I got a really nice one for you, Mike, so stick around for that, everyone. But right now, we'll go to Philadelphia, the very famous group, the Dovells. Now, they had a lot of hit records. Most of their hit records weren't really greatly sung, you know what I mean? They're not high-quality vocals, but they did some pretty interesting stuff here and there on the flip sides on some of their albums, too. And we're going to listen to one next. Here, from July of 1962, on their label, Parkway, the Dovells, who must have grown up listening to, you know, the great groups, and they must have liked Louis Lyman and the Teen Chords and his version of Your Last Chance. But here are the Dovells on the Big Beat Show and their version.
Debbie Hames from New York City, and you're listening to the best music in the world on the Big Beat Show on WRSU in New Brunswick.
Every way you look like a every night. You make me think the things you say is so really right. And when I see you, when you smile, you make the day so bright.
Mike, the Olympics on the RV label. Came out twice. Came out on RV number 5031 in May of 1961. Then in 1965, the same label reissued it with a different number, 6501. Have no idea why. Stay Where You Are by the Olympics. And before that, on the GNP Crescendo label, the California label, 1964, we heard Richard Caton, C-A-I-T-O-N, and the group, And You Look Like a Flower, and it was the Dovells, that's right, the Dovells on Parkway from July 1962, and we heard their version of Your Last Chance. Now, I had pulled out the record to play just the other day, I See a Star by the Roulettes on the Champ label, great, great record from 1958, and I had it in the box, ready to go, and then I happened to be looking through some CDs for other stuff to play, and I got this CD that came out on the DJ Jamboree label, Brooklyn's Doo-Wop Sound, the Al Brown's Masters, that's the producer, Volume 1. This came out in 1996, man, doesn't seem like that long ago. As I was looking on it, number 14 is I See a Star by the Roulettes, but a previously unreleased take. This is take 2, according to the CD. I'm not sure about that or not. So let's give a listen now. The Roulettes, unreleased alternate version of I See a Star.
I see a star shining so high above. Whoa, I see a star in the sky. It seems to say
of things, a minute isn't all that much, unless you happen to have a stroke. All of a sudden, those minutes count. Minutes that could mean losing your ability to talk, move, or walk. Which is why, if you can get help in time, your stroke can be treated. The warning signs of a stroke include sudden numbness or weakness of the face. If you experience this, call 911 immediately. Visit strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE today. A public service announcement from the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Oh, yeah. Now, there's a group called the Darnells on the Banna label, B-A-N-A, from 1957. That was called My Little Homing Pigeon. The flip side of that is a different title. I don't know the title, but it's by Gus Gordon and the Darnells. But this side just says Darnells. And it's Homin, H-O-M-I-N, apostrophe, pigeon, on the label. And before that, the unreleased alternate version of the Roulettes doing I See a Star. And now, many of us know the comedian George Carlin. Now, many of you probably also know that he's a big, big rhythm and blues vocal group fan. Grew up in New York City. Right when the groups were there, when they were king of the city, actually. And on one of his albums on the Little David label, 1973, George Carlin talks about that music, and I think you're going to find this very entertaining. At the very beginning, he discusses the pop music that was on the charts before rock and roll existed, and how rock and roll took it over, and he gives some pretty good illustrations. The one thing I do want to point out, when he talks about that pop music, he does not belittle it. Okay, so here we go, George Carlin, with a little comedy bit on the Big Beat Show. This is called The Hallway Groups.
We were attracted to the black music as well, man, because it was, it was the groups. It was the beginning of the hallway groups, what I call them. Because while Perry Como and Kay Starr and Doris Day and Mitch Miller and Guy Mitchell and the Mills Brothers and Victor Muller and Tony Martin and Frankie Lane and Ned Cole were singing in one realm, we had the Diamonds and the Drifters and the Vocaliers and the Five Willows and the Flamingos and the Spaniels and the Orioles and the Crows and the Clovers and the Sapphires and the Five Keys, and it went from there. But this was the original part before they really ripped off the black music, when it was still Then you just go from there, whoever had the next part. It was nice. Everybody could sing every part because your voice was cracking anyway, right? Yeah, you could do them all. Okay, John. Come on, oh shit, man. You're supposed to come in there, man. You go down the alphabet singing girls' names in a row, you know, just to have subject matter for song.
Ari, my dear, I love you with my heart. It's just my love, do it at home. Clara, I'm a clown for you. Deirdre, Deedee, Deirdre, Deedee.
He was tough, man. Edith and Ethel, none of them had good romantic sounds for him. Ethel. I was always waiting until they got down to Yolanda, man. I was going to be ready. I had Yolanda and Zoe. I could never figure out anything for X. Now we have Ms. Hollander.
Hi, my name is Jimmy Merchant, original member of Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers.
It is.
And you are listening to WRSU.
For you to hurt me, it isn't right to make me blue. It isn't right to take my kisses and give them to somebody new. It isn't right for you to promise a million dreams that can't come true. It isn't right.
right to start a flame. Deep within my heart, then let it go out like light. It isn't right.
Oh, yeah, probably the most famous vocal group in the rock and roll vein anyway during the 50s. Have most influence worldwide than any other group. And I would say that Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, who also traveled the world, may come in second on that. But they were the Platters on Mercury with a really, really great song from August 1956. And that was called It Isn't Right. And we heard George Carlin, a really pretty entertaining guy, as always, whether he's joking or playing or singing. The hallway groups. Well, last night I was down in Red Bank, New Jersey, and I went to see Etta James at the Count Basie Theater. I haven't seen Etta James in maybe 10 years. And in my mind, 10 years ago, she was like 6'6", 350 pounds. Not really, but in my mind she was. She's a big, big woman. Last night she's half the size. I probably lost a lot of weight. I'll bet you doctor's orders. I don't think it was for any sickness or anything. And that's okay, but half the power was gone, too. It was not anything like the old Etta James, even 10 years ago. But, you know, she's been singing since 1956. So it's 50 years of Etta James, and I guess everybody slows down after a while. But it was still great to see her because she was Etta James. On the Big Beat Show, we play the old Etta James. As a matter of fact, when I'm filling in for Richard tonight on the blues show, I'll be playing some Etta James' blues. But right now, let's go back to the Kent label. Here she is backed up by the vocal group The Flares from July of 1958. And this one really rocks. Go, Etta. This is Baby Baby Every Night.
Oh, oh.
Oh, yeah, the Penguins. Right when they got to the Mercury label from Deutone, they put that one out in April of 1956. The Penguins with Don't Do It. And actually, they're, I guess, responding to their own record, not really answering, but responding to their own record that they had done on Deutone about 2 years earlier. It's called Baby Let's Make Some Love. The structure of the song is virtually the same. The lyrics changed a little bit. So the Penguins with Don't Do It on Mercury, and before that, on the Kent label, Etta James, backed up by the uncredited Flares, in July of 58, and Baby Every Night. Yep. All right, it is announcement time. And first, I want to say hi to a few people. Hi to Ronnie Sherman. Thank you very much for the call, Ronnie. I know I'm going to see you this Saturday night at UGHA. Hi to Rich and Liberty. Saw them last night at the Etta James concert. Hi there. Hi to you. Hi to Shelley Buchansky in at Big Beat 2001 at AOL. I want to also say hi to Rich McHale, another one I forgot. Big Beat 2001 at AOL.com. And this show is available, as I think many of you know, archived at group-harmony.com. You scroll down to the Big Beat Show archives, actually. Group-harmony.com, the absolute best website in the world, in the World Wide Web. I guess it's more than just the world, though. So this show, for instance, will be there next Thursday, and it stays up for 2 weeks, okay? So if you want to contact me at BigBeat2001 AOL, or you can write to me at Lou Rallo, Post Office Box 203 in Port Monmouth, New Jersey. Port Monmouth, New Jersey 07758. And the big announcement is that return of Lillian Leach and her Mellows, our Mellows group. We'll be backing her up, and it doesn't matter who's there. I don't even care if Lillian Leach just comes and, you know, just hums a few numbers. It doesn't matter. It's Lillian Leach. And I know she will be really, really great. That is June 24th at the Paramus Elks Club on Route 17 North in Paramus, New Jersey. I don't have the phone number here. Do I have the phone number? Yeah, for more information on directions, right on 17, but it's pretty far up from where I live anyway. For more information, you can call 973-365-0049. As I mentioned, I think I'm done with the announcements. If not, I'll announce some more later. As I mentioned earlier, the Hurricanes, they backed up Johnny Darling on a record I played before. And here, the Hurricanes went to the Skyline label to record as the Hurricanes in 1958. But the records came out as by one of their members, Henry Alston, and the rest of the group did not get any credit. I was talking to Vernon Britton of the Hurricanes just about two, three months ago, and we were talking to him about the whole Henry Alston thing, a couple records on Skyline, just his name. And he told me that the Hurricanes were not real happy about that. When they went in to record, they recorded as the Hurricanes. They thought the records would come out as the Hurricanes, and they did not. And Henry Alston apparently was happy about it, but the rest of the guys weren't. But the records were really, really good, so we're listening to one right now, okay? On the Skyline label from 1958. Henry Alston, backed up by the uncredited Hurricanes. And this one is called I Dare You, Baby.
You're the cutest dog, the honest dog, the living and death honest dog. But how is it going to be? Are you just playing with me? I dare you, baby.
some action at last.
Kind of a strange sound for a rock and roll song with a kind of a band behind there, a big band actually, but it really, really works, doesn't it? On the Sound label from 1954, the Carter Rays from Philadelphia, and Ooh Baby, a little slice of heaven on 88.7. Yes, sir. You're listening to the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM. And before that, we heard I Dare You Baby by Henry Alston, backed up by the Hurricanes on the Skyline label, 1958. That's a pretty good line he had there. He wants her to kiss him, you know, and get a little closer, and instead of, you know, some slick line, he goes, I dare you, baby. Maybe I'll try that sometime. Right now, we're going to go to two very rare 45s. So, however you're listening, whether you're on your computer or on your radio or whatever you're doing, go to the knob that says surface noise and turn that one down a little bit, okay? Because these records are very rare, and I'm going to play them for you anyway. The Trumpeteers gospel group had a gospel standard called Milky White Way. It came out in 1947 on the Score label, on 78s only at that time because the 45 hadn't even been invented yet. But sometime between 1947 and 1954, when the Score label went out of business, they reissued it on a 45. There are very few copies known on 45. But if you look over there on the turntable, see, there is an original 45 on the Score label by the Trumpeteers. We're going to hear the other side of Milky White Way. And it's called Handwriting on the Wall. Oh, boy. Handwriting on the Wall by the Trumpeteers. So it's going to have some surface noise on it. But before that, another one with some surface noise. A very, very, very rare Grail Group record on Philadelphia's Boss label from 1959, the Deb Teens with Drip Drop. So both of these records have some condition problems. And by the way, you know, I was thinking, when it comes to surface noise on a record, if you're in a nightclub someplace, a bar, or even a even an auditorium, and you're listening to someone sing, there's always environmental noise, whether it's somebody talking in the background or somebody talking over there, and your mind filters that out. Well, it's pretty much the same with surface noise, if you can do that. If you've never tried that before, you might want to try that now. It'll be a good opportunity for you to do that, okay? So here are two rare records on the Big Beat Show. Drip Drop by the Deb Teens and Handwriting on the Wall by the Trumpeteers.
It's raining from the bottom of the just because I fell in love. Yes, I fell in love with you. With you. I'm sorry that it's raining from the sky. Now this is just in my eyes. Just because I fell in love with you. I'm sorry that it's raining from the sky. Now this is just in my heart, just because I fell in love with you.
Well, there's a handwriting
on the wall.
It's a handwriting
on the wall.
I see a handwriting
on the wall. Whoa, Lord, it writes on the wall.
And there's a handwriting
on the wall.
It's a handwriting
on the wall.
Well, there's a handwriting
on the wall. Whoa, Lord, it writes on the wall.
Well, you read your Bible, you read it well. You know about the story that I'm about to tell. Belshazzar was sitting at the banquet ball, drinking out the vessel of Israel God. They tell me that his eyes got red with wine. And when God come jumping on the wheels of time, he rode on down to the banquet hall, set his handwriting on the wall. Belshazzar looked up from the banquet ball, saw that writing of Israel God. Go get old Daniel, I heard him yell, tell him to read that writing. Read it well, but I make him the ruler in all the land, that he only read the writing that's written by the hand. Well, there's a handwriting
on the wall,
handwriting
on the wall.
I see a handwriting
on the wall. Whoa, Lord, it writes on the wall.
Well, there's a handwriting
on the wall.
It's a handwriting
on the wall.
Well, there's a handwriting
on the wall. Whoa, Lord, it writes on the wall.
Then Daniel come jumping to the power of God, began to read what he saw on the wall. Vini tickle you, boy, son. Great God Almighty, your days are done. The God done got tired of your wicked ways. The angel and the hidden done numbered your days. He said your evil deeds are done, got tired. You got to go to judgment to stand your trial. Well, you got to go to judgment to stand at the bar for drinking out the vessel of Israel God. Well, there's a handwriting
on the wall.
It's a handwriting
on the wall.
I see a handwriting
on the wall. Whoa, Lord, it writes on the wall.
Well, there's a handwriting
on the wall.
It's a handwriting
on the wall.
Well, there's a handwriting
on the wall. Whoa, Lord, it writes on the wall.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
88.7 WRSU-FM, New Brunswick.
Who?
Yeah, 88.7 WRSU-FM in New Brunswick, that's who. And my name is Lou Rollo, and if you're tuning in to hear the Low Budget Blues Show, well, Richard isn't here tonight. He'll be back next week. I'll be starting some blues at 8:30 for you blues listeners, but got another half hour of vocal group harmony And we just finished up the last half hour with two very rare records, Drip Drop by the Deb Teens on Boss from 1959, and on a 45 that must have been issued somewhere between 1949 and 1954 on Score, the Trumpeteers and Handwriting on the Wall. I think it's time we do a few soul records. What do you think? Yay! I know. Some people tell me they want to hear soul records, they want to hear the old pioneer groups, others want to hear doo-wops from the 60s, and you know what? I want to play them all. We're going to do, how about on the Mahs label, M-A-H-S, 1968. We'll hear a group called the Magic Tones, with a hyphen in there, Magic Tones. There's Nothing Better Than Love. Then right after that, on the Bright Star label, Bright Star number 501, April 1967, The Classmates, and You Can Do Me Some Good. So here are the Magic Tones and the Classmates.
Yeah.
Yeah, I play soul, but I play good soul. There on the Bright Star label, April 1967, The Classmates, and You Can Do Me Some Good. You know, on the most recent PBS special with the vocal groups on there, some of the groups were good, some were not, some were total phony groups, some weren't. But the one thing that I actually, in the whatever it was 2 hours, that I kind of enjoyed the most of all was the black and white film clip of the Mellow Kings singing Tonight Tonight. Always loved that group, and that is just an amazing, amazing 3 minutes or so of film. Got something else by the Mellow Kings for you right now. I've played this before, and I'll probably play it again on the Herald label from November 1961. Here are the Mellow Kings with Love at First Sight.
Yeah. Because we've got a whole gob of more music for you, you, and you too.
Baby, baby,
yeah,
baby, let me love, love you.
Yeah,
baby, baby, this is what I'll do.
I'll buy you a Cadillac car.
Cadillac car.
Take it to the finest bar.
Finest bar.
You go out riding. California's not too far. You let me love, love you. I'll buy you a diamond ring.
Diamond ring.
Make coats and everything.
Everything.
Spend our vacation with up in Maine. You let me love, love you.
I'm so tired of being alone. I got nobody to call my own. I just said, all night long,
oh,
baby.
Daddy needs this honey home. Baby, let me love, love you.
Love you, baby.
Please let me love, love you.
Love you, baby.
I'll give you anything in this wide, wide world. You let me love, love you. Good man at home.
Man at home.
Baby, and he's treating you wrong.
Treating you wrong.
Look in your directory, you'll find my phone. I'll come love, love you. I'll work hard every day.
Every day.
Bring you all my pain.
All my pain.
I'll do anything, baby, anything you say. You let me love, love you.
I'm so tired of being alone. I got nobody to call my own. Let's set free. All night long, because baby,
daddy needs this honey home. Baby, let me love, love you.
Love you, baby.
Please, please, please.
Love you, baby.
I'll give you anything in this wide, wide world. You let me love, love you.
Baby, if you
let me love, love you.
Oh, yeah, there's the Bells on the Rama label. August 1955. I guess that's Bob Cornegay on lead right there. Joe Van Lone's in the group. That's not him singing lead. That's Bob Cornegay. And Let Me Love You. Just before that, on the Mercury label, October 1958 is when they issued that Del Viking song. Really great, great song called How Could You? The Meridian label, 1957. We heard the Esquires and Mission Bells in that set, and to open up that four-record set, I guess it was, the Mellow Kings on Herald, November 1961, and Love at First Sight. Here are the five notes on Chess from 1955 with Park Your Love.
Park your love in my window. And
your feet to my doji.
The Five Notes from 1955, and here are the Chantels from 1958.
Walk along.
Only on an end EP from August 1958. That's number 202, I'll Walk Alone. We've got time for another one, so let's stay with the Chantels.
Honest like you,
Yeah, there's one more well-known, I'm Confessin', by the great, great Arlene Smith and the Chantels. Well, thanks very much for listening. Stay tuned for the Low Budget Blues Show. I'm filling in for Richard tonight. Mostly 45s, a few CDs I'm playing tonight, too. But mostly 45s, some classic, and some even some new blues tonight, okay? So we'll take it out tonight with something unreleased at the time of its manufacture. A group called the Jive Chords. This was done in 1961, and it's called A Fool Was I. May harmony be with you until next time. Thanks very much for listening, and good night.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.